producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, happy Veterans Day. Woo-hoo! November 11th, honoring our military today. I hope you guys, if you see a veteran, please give them a big, juicy hug and kiss. And also tell them there's a lot of freebies. Give him or her a big, juicy hug or kiss, him or her. But a lot of freebies today that I'll tell you guys about. A lot of good stuff. Many of you guys, by the way, on social media, you're misspelling Veterans Day. There's no real apostrophe in it. It's just veterans. Okay? Just veterans. You don't have to put an apostrophe. I know some of you guys are having trouble. You know, it's not working out with your emojis. Just write veterans with an S, make a plural, and you'll be fine. Remember, Veterans Day originated as Armistice Day back in 1919 on November 11th, and it commemorated the end of World War I. See, a lot of you guys are like, no, it's the second Thursday in November. No, it has nothing to do with a Thursday. It's November 11th. Yeah, November 11th has fallen on Thursdays a lot of times, but November 11th, 1919 was the end of World War I. Then it became an annual observance in 1926, and it finally became a national holiday in 1938, and it was called Armistice Day. Then, by June 1st, 1954, it was changed to Veterans Day to recognize all veterans, not just those who served in World War I, but also those who served in World War II, Korea, etc. Unless there's some still alive from Civil War, although that was really, really, they'd be like in their 90s by then, but anyway. From 1971 to 1977, Veterans Day was celebrated on the fourth Monday in October. Okay? Apparently, all federal holidays were pushed to be put on a Monday. So, like, let's just make it a Monday. But, you know, people are like, wait a second. Okay, you're missing the point with it. We're supposed to commemorate the end of the Great War. Let's go back to November 11th. Apparently, according to Alabama.com, no, AL.com, AL.com, Alabama had a role in this. Apparently, Raymond Weeks, a World War II veteran from Alabama, came up with the idea in 1945 to honor all veterans on November 11th, not just the ones who had served in World War I, and that's why by 1954, it got through, all the hoops it had to finally become a day for all veterans. Now, many of you guys confuse Veterans Day Memorial Day. Some of you are like, well, wait a second. Okay, so we got 2 days that we need to hug a veteran. Okay, listen, okay? Hug, kiss, show respect. That should be done every day. Okay, it doesn't just have to be on Veterans Day or Memorial Day. We should be showing respect to our military all the time, can we, and the families that have sacrificed, etc. But Veterans Day is supposed to be thanking living veterans for their service, okay? Whether they served wartime or not, Memorial Day, which is the last Monday of May, used to be known as Decoration Day, and that's the day for remembering and honoring military personnel who died in the service of their country. So Memorial Day is memorializing. Veterans Day is, all right, all vets, let's party. However, I still think it's important on either day, even if you're confused, to still remember all who have served and died and sacrificed. Why not? Okay? If, you know, you aren't thinking about it throughout the rest of the year, it's really, really nice to do on these days. All right. They talk about the spelling. I already told you guys that. No apostrophe. Okay, according to the Department of Veterans Affairs, the day does not belong to a veteran alone, but it serves to recognize all current and former members of the armed services. Now, how many veterans right now are in the United States 21.7 million veterans right now in the United States. 1.5 million of them are older than age 85. The largest group is between 65 and 69. Unfortunately, we have a lot of homeless veterans. There are close to 50,000 homeless veterans, representing almost 9% of the total homeless population. There was a study coming out that 1 in 10 of people on death row were veterans. We're doing something wrong when we don't bring them back safe and healthy and help them recover from what they've been through. We'll talk about that later. They say California seems to be the home to most veterans in the country, more than 21 million. 4 other states, Florida, Texas, New York, and Pennsylvania, each have more than a million each. What's going on with the Tomb of the Unknown? Some of you guys have been hearing about that. The Tomb of the Unknown, November 11th, 1921, an American soldier was buried at Arlington Cemetery. His identity was unknown, and so his gravesite is called the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. A wreath is laid on the grave every year during Veterans Day ceremonies at the cemetery. Female veterans, don't forget them as well. 1.6 million female veterans are currently right now in the United States. But we need to, beyond the celebration, kind of reform what our reception is from an economic standpoint, from a healthcare standpoint for our veterans. Apparently, every 65 minutes, a military veteran commits suicide, or about 22 per day. 31% of these suicides were veterans 49 years old or younger. When you look at what they've had to do and the time commitment, even if they didn't see battle, when you look at the time away from their family and boot camp and having to be in foreign lands and going through living in close quarters, et cetera, and all the variety of trials and tribulations that our veterans have to do, you would think that we would be a little bit more supportive. We would have some sort of a means when they come back to help them. They say here, 300 veterans right now with post-traumatic stress disorder are on death row. I thought I saw a different statistic. Oh, I think that's in Alabama. I'm sorry. I have a 10% of prisoners on death row are veterans. Okay, some with PTSD. Well, when we come back, let's talk about where some of the goodies and freebies are for our veterans out there and then get to medical news. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-FELLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle, now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to onesilversolution.com, onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Attention, all men. Are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Are you having a slower, weaker stream? Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Super Beta Prostate is guaranteed to support a more complete emptying of your bladder, a fuller, stronger stream, and less waking at night to urinate.
Super Beta Prostate is a product that I really like. I endorse it. I use it myself. I was very pleasantly surprised that Super Beta Prostate helped me fairly quickly.
Super Beta Prostate is formulated with a natural plant enzyme called beta-sitosterol. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 salt palmetto pills to get the same sterols as just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Call now to get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-853-1203. That's 1-800-853-1203.
800-853-1203. All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-D-O-C-D-A-L-I. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Also, big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. Of course, we're thanking our veterans today. It's the least we could do. And a lot of free meals and discounts and sales and deals today. So I hope you guys can take advantage of that, guys and gals, because you deserve it. And it sounds like even non-active duty military, and there's a lot of Veterans Day specials that a lot of people can enjoy. So just really quickly, let me go through some of these, because you might as well take advantage of it, okay? Applebee's. All participating in Applebee's, veterans and active duty military, can select a free meal from a limited menu for Veterans Day, but you got to show proof of service. Arby's, one free roast beef classic sandwich. I don't know. I mean, I don't know if I've ever really, I remember eating at an Arby's years ago. I didn't really like it because I preferred McDonald's as a kid. But, I mean, still, that's, you know what? Free meal, I'll take it. But I'm not in the military, so I can't. Baker's Square free breakfast. For those of you guys that have a Baker's, Bar Louie has a free lunch or dinner. Actually, they started that yesterday, by the way. A free meal up to $12. Bandana's Barbecue. BJ's Restaurant. Your local BJ's Restaurant, you get a free entree under $12.95. So, yeah, we have BJ's in our neck of the woods. It's a great restaurant. Black Angus. Oh, man, Black Angus. I remember one in Scottsdale, Arizona. Used to be really good. Fancy. Yummy. All veterans and active duty personnel can get a free steakhouse cheeseburger and fries. Bob Evans. Get breakfast menu. Ooh, oh, my God, I'm hungry. You can get hot cakes, fresh baked brioche French toast, sunrise breakfast, country biscuit. Oh, there's all sorts of stuff. Okay, lots of yummy eats, but, of course, you got to show your card. There's a Bonanza Steakhouse on here. Free buffet, 4 p.m. on. Bonefish Grill. Bonefish Grill, pretty yummy. Wednesday, November 11th, all active and retired service members with a valid military ID can get Big Bang Shrimp. Buffalo Wild Wings, free wings from 4 to 7 p.m. Bamboo Steakhouse, California Pizza Kitchen. You know what? Okay, I'm not going to tell you what it is, just name the places. California Tortilla, Carrabba's got a free appetizer. Charlie Brown Steakhouse, Cheeseburger in Paradise, Chili's give a free meal, Claim Jumper, Coco's, Coffee Beanery, Country Buffet, Cracker Barrel, Denny's. You know what I think would be easier? Guys, just go anywhere. It sounds like, Furs Fresh Buffet. Was it Furs a cafeteria? Furs Cafeteria? I forget. Anyway, it looks like they're around. They have that too. Anything, let me see where I'm. IHOP. Oh, yeah. Oh, IHOP's always a biggie. They have some yummy stuff. Krispy Kreme, free donut and coffee. Just eat all day. You guys would, yeah, that's what I would do. I would also store it up. Go get your meals, save it for tomorrow. Because honestly, you guys should be thanked every day. So, that's what I would do. Little Caesars, they got a hot and ready lunch combo. Longhorn Steak. Oh, McCormick and Schmidt. Wow, McCormick and Schmidt, that's fancy. Complimentary entree. Oh, but the entrees must be enjoyed at the restaurant. Oh, darn, somebody heard me. Ah, see, that's smart. See what they, okay. Yeah, the entree, because I was going to say, they got like fancy steak and stuff. Let me see what else we got here. Sorry, I'm so interested in this. I know there's medical news, but on the border, Outback Steakhouse, you get a free Bloomin' Onion and a beverage. Panera Bread is on here. Petro Shopping Centers. All truck drivers who are veterans can get a complimentary meal up to $15. Oh, that's pretty damn cool. Ponderosa Steakhouse, Red Lobster, check your app. Red Hot and Blue Restaurant, Red Robin, free burger and fries. Okay, you know what, guys? Can't you make it a little healthier? I mean, I'm looking at this. Really, Bloomin' Onion, soft drink, burger and fries. Don't our veterans deserve something healthy? Why don't you guys offering like a miso salmon or a halibut dinner or something like that? Come on. Our veterans deserve some healthy meals. But anyway, thank you. I think that's really, really cool. Sizzler's on here. Guess they have a free lunch. Starbucks gives free coffee. I know. I don't know what color cup. I don't even care what color cup, but yeah. And then you got some Texas Steakhouse, TGI Fridays, Tijuana Flats. Tony Roma's is giving a complimentary rack of baby back ribs, half rack of baby back ribs. Wow. And I think overall, Wiener Schnitzel, free dog and a small Pepsi, White Castle. We need White Castle. I don't have White Castle. I don't. We need a White Castle, here in town. But anyway, like I said, as we move on, we should be doing a hell of a lot more for you guys. But, it's nice that, you have all these, companies out there and, restaurants and places, jumping in. It's the least people could do. And, I wish we could do more for you guys. Thank you. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You know, the, last night, the debate wasn't that bad. You know, I was very pleasantly surprised, although it took me forever to get through the whole 2.5 hours. But, cause I had been at a meeting, so I had to kind of, fast forward through it. But it was very well done. I mean, they talked about real issues and you didn't have the gotcha questions. And there was some debate. It was probably one of the better debates that I've seen. The first Fox debate was interesting, I have to admit, but it's because, you know, you got to have Trump, you know, on the defense and make jokes and things like that, so it was entertaining. But this one really kind of dealt with, okay, what are their plans on immigration? What are their plans on the minimum wage? How do they look at the minimum wage? How do they differ from each other? And to me, I think it was the most helpful. You got to hear everybody's tax plan. You got to hear what they want to do on immigration. You got to see some of the stumble on foreign policy. I mean, we really don't have, you know, a lot of foreign policy experts, but I don't really think we ever do. Yeah, I mean, we really don't have people in the military running like we should. It was, I think, a lot more refreshing because a lot of times you feel like you're just being suckered in to, you know, a show that's making a hell of a lot of money on ads. So I thought it was helpful. Jeb Bush still fighting and I feel bad that he has to be on the defense all the time and try to prove himself. He's a smart guy. You know, it just, I don't know if he could win this. Marco Rubio, again, very strong performance, but was questioned on his conservatism. Apparently Rand Paul was like, you want to spend on this, how are you a true conservative? So Rand Paul was a little bit more gutsy. He kept, trying to market himself. And I think this was probably one of his better debates. But, when it came to foreign policy, it was kind of easy to see that, he didn't want spending in that area. And for us, I think with what's been going on, especially with our, with planes getting bombed and ISIS and what we've already seen, over the past few years in the news, we need to step it up and we need to definitely concentrate on our military. And so we didn't get that from Rand Paul. Donald Trump stayed quiet. I thought he should have said a lot more. He seemed like he knew what was going on when it came to the economic questions. It seemed like he fumbled a little bit with the trade deal question, but he was talking about how whether China was a part of it or not, you know, China can get through the back door. So when Rand Paul tried to say, we're not even talking about China's not even a part of the trade deal, I don't know if it made Rand Paul look bad or Trump look bad because, any trade deal is not just exclusive to those who are part of it. Other countries can have opportunities. So I thought that was a kind of a very interesting point. I don't think they really talked about health care with the exception of, like I predicted, repeal Obamacare. You know, this repealing Obamacare kept coming up, and that's fine. I mean, it's an easy thing to say, but again, still no hardcore, you know, what the hell are we going to do with our medical system and our healthcare system? Nothing that I remember seeing unless, again, I accidentally missed it after a break when I fast-forwarded. But, I think we have one more of these in Las Vegas, I believe. Yay, my hometown. So we'll see, but I, as far as I'm concerned, I mean, I think we already kind of, know what everybody has to say. It's just unless they come up with any more plans or anything more they could share, I think I'm kind of getting done with these debates. Again, I'd like to start seeing them debate the other side and see what they could come up with against Hillary and Bernie Sanders and then look at those dichotomies and those differences and see what, who has the better plan. Fast food strike for $15 an hour was a very, very successful walkout yesterday. Got a lot of publicity, got a lot of people talking, a lot of people interested. One argument CNN was making is, Republicans were saying don't be raising the minimum wage during a time of economic sluggishness, and they were saying, well, in the 90s it worked, and in the past it worked. It wasn't a twice the jump, up to $15. So we need to raise the minimum wage. It's just I'd like to see it done smartly. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Speak, speak. speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Don't take a cold or flu lying down. Stand up and fight back with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is a natural immune system booster that is highly effective against viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is perfect for daily use and can be taken orally or used topically to keep you protected from whatever comes your way. This new technology is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is supported by extensive research from over 300 clinical studies at universities and independent research facilities across the country. Supernatural Silver has an exceptionally long storage life and should be an essential part of your emergency preparedness. Don't be caught off guard. Give your body the support it needs to fight off deadly pathogens that are lurking everywhere. Stock up on Supernatural Silver and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. There was a woman who had died in Las Vegas in a cryotherapy chamber. And the coroner has now ruled that she suffocated, okay, as opposed to being frozen to death. This was, we talked about this cryotherapy. It's a very interesting sort of therapy where you expose the body, to temperatures to minus 166 to minus 319 degrees Fahrenheit pretty rapidly. Being brought down to that temperature by liquid nitrogen. It's a chamber that does that. Chelsea Patricia Ake Salvacion died and was found the next day, died October 20th, found the next day by workers coming in that day. And they said that she died from asphyxia, low oxygen levels inside a chamber at the Rejuvenist Spa where she worked, which I believe has now had a stop work order. I don't believe they're currently open at this time. They said, the coroner, that she died from an oxygen-poor environment and was found by colleagues apparently entering the cryotherapy chamber when she was alone the night before. They said she had known how to operate it, and she was a pretty, she was a pretty well-trained on that. Unfortunately, we don't know why she went in there on her own. You know, did she go in for a treatment of herself? Was there something wrong that she thought she had to go in and fix? Normal air is about 21% oxygen, but the coroner said these cryotherapy chambers can bring that level of oxygen less than 5% during treatments. Breathing air with this low level of oxygen, unfortunately, can cause you to pass out. And if you remain unconscious and you can't get to regular air, you can unfortunately die. Cryotherapy, these treatments, involve 2 to 4 treatments of long exposures to temperatures ranging from minus 166 to minus 319 degrees Fahrenheit. They say that they don't know how long Ms. Salvacion was found inside the chamber before she died. Family members say they're going to keep pushing for regulation of the unproven treatments. According to Richard Harris, attorney, accidental death from an oxygen-poor environment raises more questions than answers. She died from breathing poisonous liquid nitrogen produced from a cryotherapy chamber touted for its health benefits.
They say that they've been using, here's the thing. Okay, we've been using cryotherapy. Like, we'll freeze with liquid nitrogen, or we'll use liquid nitrogen for, skin lesions. I mean, we don't put you in a chamber, but we've been using liquid nitrogen and cryotherapy for a variety of things. Warts, little actinic keratoses, which are precancerous skin lesions. We'll freeze them off, which is kind of like a burn in and of itself. We were frostbited, and then they hopefully fall off with the damaged tissue. And many times they'll even use liquid nitrogen on joints, you know, for athletes. And then the cryo chambers, they're supposed to, according to some advocates of it, help burn calories, improve sleep, boost the immune system. Whole body cryotherapy was initially intended to use to treat patients with rheumatoid arthritis and multiple sclerosis. But many other clinicians are like, well, why don't we use this instead of cold water immersion or ice packs? And so they think that the treatment that uses the super extreme cold will stimulate your skin sensors, will activate the central nervous system, then release endorphins, which are kind of natural pain inhibitors and mood elevators, then increase circulation. Now you have better circulation, so you have less inflammation sitting there causing havoc. Clearing toxins, clearing metabolic waste, supplying oxygen and nutrient-enriched blood, stimulating cellular regeneration, according to uscryotherapy.com. But these chambers scare the hell out of me. You see the picture of it. It's a very pretty device. It just, unfortunately, she might have gone in for a treatment for herself, and unfortunately, yeah, died. So, if we have any more developments on that, we'll keep you posted. It's a shame. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Many people are very, very frustrated that doctors are not being open-minded to these alternative therapies. And when something like this happens, people will say, but look, you know, there's accidents that happen in regular medical allopathic settings. You're right. I've seen bad reactions happen to medications, bad reactions, you know, happen to certain treatments and surgeries. I mean, you know, bad things can happen at any time. But when it happens to something, quote unquote, alternative, it definitely makes the headlines. And I gotta hand that to you. Okay. Even though I'm an allopathic doctor, I'm an MD,
All right. And I prefer using traditional medicine over complementary for many of my patients. Okay. And not all, many. Okay. I prefer traditional. I'm still very open to alternative, and I have recommended alternative treatments to some of my patients, but I go more for the traditional. That's what I'm board certified in. I'm a family doc. That's what I'm trained to do. So when it comes to, when it comes to something like this, you know, where's all the publicity that somebody died during a heart operation or somebody didn't live through a melanoma treatment? No, that because it actually happens more often. I mean, how many people have died in these cryotherapy chambers? I don't know. This might be the only one. So this is going to hit the news. But the reason why something like this has to hit the news is because many consumers are very confused. Okay? Now that the internet is our number one source of information, it's not an encyclopedia. It's not asking your doctor. It's not calling your mom. It's the Google. It's the internet. You guys are bringing into me articles, and I look immediately at the source. Was it an WebMD? Was it a Mayo Clinic? Was it USA Today? And some of it will be from a website that's a company's, and the company has a product, and then they teach about the product. They're very smart. If you're a company and you want to sell a product, you have teaching tools about that product. It drives people to the website. They educate about it, and with education, you have more of a chance to enlist them into purchasing your product. It's just, what if the education on these sites is wrong? So you have something like this where everybody's talking about, oh, yeah, cryotherapy is cool. Oh, you should do this. It'll help you lose weight. It'll help you look younger. It'll help rejuvenate you. Of course, the media is going to make a big deal about something like this, which is so frightening and so scary. Okay? Because how do you know the information you're getting is from a doctor or nurse practitioner or family or a physician assistant, a nurse, or are you getting it from a marketing representative for that particular company? Where are you getting your information from? And I would also suggest that any alternative treatments, you talk to your doctor. Now, I'm not going to talk to my doctor because he's just not going to like them, and he's not going to. We'll ask him why he doesn't like them, okay? You know, put him on the spot. Go look. Okay, I understand many of you, many MDs are not trained, or DOs are not trained on the whole gamut of things that are out there. But is there anything in particular? Okay? You know, I mean, can you tell me why you don't like it? Is it because you don't know much about it? Or is it because, you know, you've actually seen adverse events from a therapy used like this? Okay? Please educate me. Because, you know, we're all taking a chance when we take a medication or we take a vaccine or we, you know, go and visit this doctor across the street. We're always taking chances. Okay? Why not this chance? Why shouldn't I take this chance? Well, because it hasn't been proven. Let him give you the reasons why. Now, again, he doesn't have to. I mean, and if he doesn't give a good enough reason, that doesn't mean just go and do it. But find out, is it a biased thing or are they really scared to death that something's going to go wrong? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Your house is under attack. Every day our homes and families are attacked by harmful gases, mold, and pollutants caused by everyday activities. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 5 to 100 times worse than outdoor air. And the American Lung Association states that poor indoor air can cause infections and chronic lung diseases such as asthma. Protect your family with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Wave ventilation units for basements and crawl spaces reduce moisture that nourishes mold, odors, dust mites, and expels gases and pollutants. Add the Wave 6-stage air purifier to get rid of the viruses, chemicals, and pollutants upstairs for a complete indoor air quality solution. A healthy home is the best investment you can make.
visit WaveHomeSolutions.com. That's WaveHomeSolutions.com or call 888-758-WAVE. That's 888-758-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
As your body ages, there is a 10% decline in your ability to repair each passing decade after the age 28. By age 40, your ability to repair from demanding manual labor, exercise, or a stressful desk job has declined by 12%. By using One World Way, you supercharge your body's ability to repair and eliminate inflammation. Our unique frequency-encoded whey protein, coupled with our high-quality whey, improves your cell's ability to make protein, which is to say, repair itself.
My name is Jonathan Wright, and I'm 40 years old. I recently went from a desk job to a manual labor job. Normally, I'm worn out. With Energy Enhanced One World Whey, I now recover so quickly that I can perform very hard work all day long. I use Energy Enhanced One World Whey for breakfast and lunch, and I experience less hunger throughout the day. I have a 30% increase in energy, and I just feel better. I plan to make Energy Enhanced One World Whey a permanent part of my lifestyle.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
So thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, even though last night's debate was not the most entertaining, might have actually been one of the boringest of all the debates. It actually, to me, was the best because it really talked about some issues, and you got to kind of hear what more of what the plans were and what the, you know, the Republican presidential primary candidates want to do for the economy. But there was a concern that I think Marco Rubio brought up about raising minimum wage, how many of our jobs are going to be automated and substituted with automation. Well, I guess there's a story out where people want to meet Tally. Tally's a robot. And it is a stock-taking shop robot that monitors shelves in a supermarket, goes up and down the aisles, and it has sensors and cameras to navigate. It looks for gaps in the shelves, misplaces products, and does price checks. It's a 38-inch tall robot that could seize products on shelves 8 feet high. It's called Tally, and it promises to end customers' frustration of finding empty shelves when searching for a particular product. The robot is described as the world's first autonomous shelf auditing system and is designed to stack the aisles looking for stock that is running low. It's probably too late now, but any of you guys looking for stocks to invest, I would probably pick these companies that are coming up with employee-substituted robots, because I think that is just going to explode like crazy. The machine is also designed to look for price discrepancies or identify stock that is nearing its self-buy date and needs to be discounted. If it's, you know, like bread, like day-old bread or something like that, or, yeah, okay? Designed by California-based startup Symbi Robotics, the robot is able to capture data on up to 20,000 products in an hour. Currently, the job of keeping shelves fully stocked, rotating items, and monitoring out-of-date items is a full-time role for a supermarket employee. Symbi Robotics insists it is not trying to replace these workers, but instead free them up to spend more time helping customers. It's interesting. I can't tell you how many times I'm at a store. I don't want to say which. And you see damaged packages or things in the wrong place, and or, you know, something seems to be out of stock. And when I look around for somebody, I either can't find somebody, or when I do, they're just kind of walking around. And I'm like, I just want to let you know, this one aisle, it looks like somebody must have messed with it really badly. And it looks like you're out of something that's a bestseller. You may want to take a look at it. Oh, I will later. Yeah, imagine if you're the market owner, you would be like, can you like get on that right away? So, Tally is 38 inches tall, navigates using sensors. It helps it build up a map of the store, avoids obstacles, including the customers pushing their carts. Apparently, it has cameras and vision processing software, helps analyze gaps in the shelves. We already talked about that. Brad Bogalia, chief executive of Symbi Robotics, says when it comes to the retail industry, shopper experience is everything. If a product is unavailable at the time the shopper wants to buy it, the retailer has missed an opportunity and disappointed their customer. Tally helps retailers address these challenges by providing more precise and timely analysis of the state of in-store merchandise and freeing up staff to focus on customer service. It's going to replace staff. Let me just say that. Tally can also work with existing stock management systems to help identify products that are nearly out of date, change the prices for the staff, and the robot weighs about 30 pounds. And it has its own charging dock. It can navigate back to its charging dock between scans to recharge. Can you imagine? I wish my husband, you know, figured out how to recharge himself. Can you know, sit there and like, I'm tired. I'm like, okay, you know, let me get you some coffee. Let me whatever. Wake you up. Can you imagine having somebody just go and recharge himself? Man, you know, like going to relieve themselves. Okay. It could go up to shelves 8 feet in height, has an integrated barcode reader. And it could scan a small grocery store in only 40 minutes. And they're already being trialed in some stores. Apparently, I think Lowe's last year began using robots to help guide customers to items in the stores. So, will our job be taken by a robot? I mean, I'm a doctor, probably. Do you have a sore throat? Yeah, I got a sore throat, and I have some swollen glands. Do you want a Z-Pack? Yeah, that's exactly what I want. I want a Z-Pack. Can you just give me a Z-Pack? Okay, I will send a Z-Pack to the pharmacy for you. Okay, now me as a doctor, I'd be like, wait, what? Wait, did you even examine her? What? Hi, you know, we were having sex, but the condom broke, and I need Plan B. You need Plan B. You need the morning after contraceptive to prevent pregnancy. Yeah, yeah. Do you understand you need to use condoms and they are not 100% effective? Yeah, 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 I understand. Where do you want your prescription to go to? I mean, that's where medicine is going, people. So, all right. So here's in Daily Mail, they talk about, will a robot take your job? They say, the thing is some places they can't handle, stairs. So, apparently a lot of intelligent robots don't know how to handle stairs, but there's already engineers working on robots taking care of stairs. They also have a problem, flat packed furniture. So they're going to have an issue, I guess, at IKEA. They said robots. Francisco Suarez Ruiz and Quang Quang Pham from the Nanyang Technological University of Singapore are using two robotic arms equipped with grippers to assemble an IKEA chair. But it's still, I think, still taking time, and they say still, despite how advanced robots are, they can't do that. But I mean, okay, here's the thing. Okay, that's just talking about chairs. What about everything else? Seems like these robots are doing a pretty damn good job. So, what does that mean for you? What, if you are going to be competing with a robot, what do you need on your resume? I mean, if you're being a person, remember everybody used to be worried about them being of a certain race or of a certain creed or of a certain sex and not getting hired. Now you may not get hired because you're a human being and you are going to be assumed that you're going to call out. You're going to try to just, milk the clock and not, work after you punched in. That you're going to try to take excessive long breaks and run to the bathroom a lot when you don't need to. And the robot is going to get the job. Period. So, what you need to do is accent, like, for example, how this company is saying, no, it's not going to take over jobs because, people still want customer service. So it just frees your staff up. If you have robots doing all that work, all you need is a couple then people walking around the grocery store saying, are you good? Are you good? Do you need anything? Are you good? And, it'll definitely, allow employers to not have to hire as much. Now again, will the robot call out sick? Well, the robot can't charge if the robot has an issue. But what a lot of these companies are going to do is they're going to have, replacements that they'll bring out same day, something like that. You'll be able to get your robot faster than getting a staff member to come in who is on call. I think employers are really, really looking forward to this. I don't know how expensive these robots are. My guess is the robots are very, very expensive, but they're a hell of a lot cheaper than hiring somebody at minimum wage, whether it's $7.25 or $15 an hour, they're going to be cheaper. So your job is to, prove, look, you need people. Okay, and we're talking in the next 10 years, if not 5 years, you're going to be competing with a robot. Even my radio show. Hi, I'm Dr. Dahlia. We're going to talk about hemorrhoids and gas today. See, my job could be even taken over by a robot. Don't go away. 1-877-DOCTORDAHLIA.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm, with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.